Have you guys made your February budget yet?
I'm guessing you haven't. But then again, you're listening to this podcast, so maybe you have.
You're waiting to make it together.
Oh, yeah.
That's maybe we'll train them.
Yeah. All right. So get out your signature budget template. Get out your pen and paper because we're here to help you brainstorm. And if you're not coaching with us, this is like, you know, a chance to stay accountable to budgeting.
This is your coaching session.
Yeah. To set having a budget meeting with yourself or your spouse. So we're going to help you. We're going to walk through it. We'll do it all together. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So we're going to help remind you of things that might be coming up, things that our clients are putting in our budgets, and hopefully get you all set up to be able to conquer February.
Yeah, and jog your memory, and maybe you'll hear some things like, oh, I really was needed to worry. I forgot about that. I need to work on that or whatever. And we're really excited, so stay tuned.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
All right. If you forgot, we have a one-page budget template, guys. It is our freebie. It is awesome. It allows you to see everything on one page. So we want you to download it. It's going to help you fill out your February budget.
Yes. And I like how you said if we forgot, because they don't forget, because we tell you so much all the time. But anyway, it's just really great to have. We recorded with Natalie, and she was talking about how she tried to make her own spreadsheet, and she's like, it's a mess. I don't understand it. And that's why we basically gave you our monthly budget from the budget template that we sell to make it very simple for you to write down a 1 month's budget. Now, is that the entire system? No, but it is a free, simple, pretty budget that you can use. You can use it right now to do it. So like Vanessa said, myidealbalance.com/budget template, yo.
All right. So what is the first thing, Shayna, that we do every single month before we start the upcoming month's budget?
We have to wrap up January, you guys. We have to wrap it up. And I feel like I saw some meme about the 6-year-long January month or whatever. And I think that's true. January was a doozy, you guys. You were not only trying to recover from Christmas, but trying to get all the things started. It was a long month, paycheck-wise and stuff. So we got to wrap that up.
Yeah, I feel like my clients either had a 6-week budget in January or it's happening in February based on how their paycheck fell.
A short month.
I know, but it was just basically how their paychecks fell. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yes, let's wrap up January. It was like, let's get a clean slate for 2024 and start February fresh.
Yeah. And you know what? We don't usually go into super detail on this, but let's tell them how we do that with our clients. So when we pull up the January budget with our clients, we're going to go through, first of all, we're going to see what's in your accounts. Where did your accounts end up? Are they where they're supposed to be? It's a fun thing, right? We track the assets, right? The different bank accounts. Then we go into the budget and say, okay, did this actually happen? Is this actually what you did? Is this check everything off, which is exciting. Most of it for our longer standing clients, it's all going to be automatic, but we just want to make sure and actually make sure that it wrapped up correctly. In those 2 weeks since we saw you last, make sure nothing else happened.
Oh, there are so many times where I'm doing the budget with my clients for the upcoming month and you can tell, or we're wrapping up the month, excuse me. And I can tell by their responses, like they're not really sure. And so my question will be, okay, what is sitting in your bills account? Yeah. And that's where the truth bombs come out. Yeah. That's when everything comes out. We pulled this and we took from here. And I'm like, that's exactly why this isn't adding up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why you have to wrap it up, because it may not be at, it's not going, you need to start with February with a clean slate. So you need to look at January and whatever happened, you bought a TV from your emergency fund, not saying anybody specific, it's fine. We have to document it, and we want to make sure that we look at it and we're ready to go into February with wide, clean slate.
Yeah, because your February numbers are going to be messed up if January is messed up. So if you don't start fresh and you like, oh, I used a little bit of February's paycheck or the upcoming paycheck for January. No, you can't do that because everything is going to be skewed after that. So you really need to close out the month. You have your budget of what you anticipated, and now you put in the actuals to get a good number.
Yeah, and like Becky said when she came on the podcast, she had to realize when we're saying this, it doesn't mean everything's at zero and you get to actually have like clean math going on. It means we know that this is the buffer level that you have in your bills account that's always rolling forward, or it means we know that you're supposed to have these in the other accounts. Like, we're just checking everything off, and we know when we do that, this is the actual math. This is what we're actually working with for going into the next month. When you don't do that, then that's when you get in your head and you're right back to square one of being like, I don't know what's going on with my life.
It's like when we used to health coach and we used to tell clients, you want to weigh yourself every day. It's not necessarily there's no body shaming in it. There's no, you don't want to be obsessed with the scale, but it's okay. Is it up or down and why? So did I go out to eat tacos last night? And if so, then that's why it's up. Just come to terms with it.
Yeah.
Be okay with what it looks like, your budget, right?
Yeah.
So that way you can say, okay, this is what I learned from all of my mistakes or what happened. I'm going to get better next time.
Yeah. And you do. So our clients make fun mistakes that we get to add to the budget bias and we love it. But I will tell you, they get better.
Yes.
There's never been a client where they just kept making the same mistake or they kept blowing everything and we were like, you're fired, can't work with you.
Yeah.
Never. There, and we'll have people say, I'm your worst client. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, I know you think that, but you're not. And it's so you as long, and that's what that accountability is for. Let's look at what we did. It's, and you will not make the same gravity, exact same mistake again, most likely, especially if you're looking at it and wrapping up the month. If you don't, that's when you just are like, I didn't say anything, nothing happened. And then you might keep repeating, but even just looking at it helps you get at least a little better.
Yeah,
you might still DoorDash, but you might not DoorDash as much. You know what I'm saying?
You might actually DoorDash within the budget that you made yourself. So there's that. So next, what we're doing is now we get to set up your February budget. So we have five different categories on that budget template that you're going to look at. The first thing you're going to do is best number. Best thing to look at is your income.
When you're looking at your income, make sure you're putting specifics. So sometimes we'll have clients tell us what they made it the whole month.
And I'm like, oh, no.
That's great. But the information I need is when you're getting your paychecks and how much they are, because that's going to play into the budget. Because we need to actually, I think a client that I have, their second paycheck of February, their last paycheck is going to be February 9th or something. I don't remember. And so that is important. We need to know that information. And for example, for her daughter's birthday is the 9th. So when we have that paycheck plan, she's getting $100 from each paycheck to fund for the birthday. We have to make sure that you're going to get that in time. So anyway, the important part about your income is to make sure you put actual paycheck amounts. Go update it. I've had lots of clients. They make more. They make less. You may not know yet. But
over time,
the ones that you do change and fluctuate and you already know, update that and put it in there correctly.
And also put in, so I have a couple clients that have like their kids are paying them for their phone bill, right? Because they're on one plan.
That's a separate podcast.
Yes. But they're on one plan. I also have like grandparents or parents are paying. What is another one? Husbands are doing something with business. Anyways, the idea here is list everything out individually. Do not put one big lump sum number in your income section.
Yeah. And also, so sometimes you're going to put bonuses in there. Sometimes you might have to be pulling from savings or something to pay or from your bills account. You can pull that over into your budget so you can show how it's actually going to work. You don't want to just do that in your head. You want to make sure you put it on there. So. That's income. I think we've hit that nail on the head. So let's move on to the next thing in your budget, which is your debt, which is slightly less exciting than your income.
It is. It's like we go from the best part to the worst part immediately. That's fine. Okay. So when you list out your debts, make sure you list them out. And we like to list them out and maybe in the order that you're trying to track that or tackle them, excuse me. So we have some people doing the avalanche method. We have some people doing the debt snowball method. It really just depends on your situation. So make sure you're listing out the names of the debts. And then list out the minimum payments and the due dates that they're coming available that month or you have to pay for them that month.
Yep. And that's a good thing to definitely make sure you get those due dates while you're already bothering to get the minimums. Mm-hmm. While you're there, get the due dates just so you have that information as you move forward with the budget. Next up comes your bills. And theoretically, this shouldn't be that different. Just like the debt shouldn't be that different than last month. Okay. Hopefully. So that should be pretty easy. Your bills pretty much stay the same. So make sure you have all of those in there. We always talk about the four walls are going to be first and you know what your bills are. They're anything that's coming out of your bank account regularly every month, basically. And they're being invoiced. It's not, I pay for groceries every month, Shane and Vanessa. Yes, that's your spending. It's not, nobody invoiced you. You went and spent it, right? So it's a bill. You want to make sure you get all of them out on the budget. It's going to be great.
Yeah. And you need to think about if your bills are not the same every month, you need to figure out why. Like I have a lot of clients, I have a couple clients, I don't say a lot, a couple, that their bills are always fluctuating. And it's because like they're adding, they're taking away, adding, taking away. And that just gets really confusing. Let's just figure out something that works and stick to a consistent budget for your bills and your debt payments.
Yeah. And so once you have that, then you actually have what we call your working budget, whatever you want to call it, what you get left over, because the debts and bills, those have to get paid. So now I've got income. And if I subtract these totals of my bills and debt, that's how I know what I have left to spend and save. Okay. So let's move on to spending. Again, if you've done, this is not your first rodeo. Good. If it is, that's fine too. But what you want to do is set an amount for groceries, set amount for gas, set amount for your personal spending, set an amount for a restaurant if that's budgetable. All of the things that you're going to go spend money on, pay cash money, or you swipe your debit card, whatever, that you need throughout the month, you're going to put that in the spending.
And this also includes, hey, I have a dentist appointment. I know my copay is this amount. That's what I'm going to go. Hey, I have a hair appointment. My daughter needs braces, or my child has a vision appointment, whatever. The things like the one-offs, the things that happen here and there that are not a bill. Remember, bills are things that are reoccurring, things that you're invoiced for. These appointments that you have, that also goes into spending.
Yes, because what do we have? We didn't put it in there, but what's something that you think that I will get to spend money on in February for a hoedown?
Boots.
Oh, no, he'll wear his dad's boots. Is Kalina going? Is she upper school, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, can Kalina borrow your boots?
Yes. But anyway, our kids are having a country dance. We've been here before, mm-hmm. but my child has grown out of his jeans or he doesn't think he has. I believe he has. I have to go get some new jeans. Anyway, that is going to be on the budget, particularly because although jeans are not really, but our kids don't wear jeans. So anyway, or if he was going to get a flannel, which I think he's going to wear like a country looking shirt. That is a spending item, theoretically, right? So things are coming up in the month that, like Vanessa said, that I need to plan to spend on. It's not a bill, and I'm not saving for the future, right? So that's something that you're going to want to make sure you list all of those out. And then depending on what's extra then, what do they get to do next? Tell them what they won. The opportunity to save money. You're welcome.
Yes. So now if you have anything left, then you're going to your savings section of your budget, which is right underneath your income on our lovely sheet. And so for here, we're really thinking about like bigger things. Maybe your Christmas. Let's start saving ahead for Christmas. Let's start saving ahead for those annual bills annual subscriptions and things that you have. Again, this is a section of if you can afford it.
Right.
If your goal is to pay off debt, we really want to keep your savings to a minimum unless you haven't built up that $1,000 emergency savings. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to really try to for everything extra on debt.
Yeah. And so that's what I was going to say. If you're doing this for the first time, you're going to save money because you're going to make sure you at least have $1,000. So you're going to put it over there, emergency fund, and put whatever is left over toward emergency fund. If you don't have one, if you have one, just set that aside. And then Vanessa said, you go back and listen to our savings buckets. We did two episodes in January and you can listen and see which ones you want to implement and how you want to implement them. Yeah. But otherwise, yes, anything that's left over, you get to pay on debt, which is so exciting. And it is exciting.
It is
to be free from the debt burden, right? It is very exciting. But there are some other things that we want to remind you that might happen in February to you.
Yeah.
I
don't know if y'all remember, but Valentine's Day is coming up. Mm. So make sure that you have that in there if that's your thing. Make sure you, even if it's not, I'm sure you work somewhere where they celebrate something, right? So make sure you put a line item in there to be able to get a couple things.
And another thing, a lot of people, their kids, especially the younger the kids are, they like to take Valentine's treats or whatever to the class if they're allowed to. That's another thing that you're going to put. My husband gets flowers for all the girls every year, so that's going to be in his budget. Sorry about his luck. And that's fine. What?
No, I was going to ask, does it come out of his pocket money or is it in the budget?
Oh, he's very good with his pocket money. It's always in his pocket money.
Yeah.
But anyway, so another thing that Vanessa gets to, and I do too, but not to the level, not to the same level as my dear friend, is plan for volleyball tournaments.
Yes, that is coming up, y'all. I think we have two in February, which isn't bad, but then March comes and we have four. So we actually have to pre-plan.
Yeah.
We're using 2 months to be able to budget for that.
Oh, yeah, I believe that's true. I want you to know that I have budgeted to go to a meeting to find out what sort of my life is going to be over because my daughter did gymnastics in February. So I'm going to the meeting. And I'm already $500 behind on gymnastics. So I'm excited to put that in my February budget personally. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't wait. I'm like, let's put that right in there, baby.
There's no sarcasm in that
at all. And then when I go to the meeting, I'm going to bring my mom and be like, look at all these other fun things that you could help pay for.
Instead of birthday money or whatever, or Easter baskets. It can all be for them.
We'll put your name on her back, paid for by grandma. Like, I will. Just, can you buy those things? It's fine. Anyway, so we're going to plan for that. Apparently, people watch the Super Bowl. That's what I've heard. And I actually,
yeah, that's in February.
I do think people, I think Monday after Super Bowl should be a national holiday. I don't watch it as anymore, but I think that would be cool.
Just to relax to chill. Get life back together after Super Bowl weekend.
Because Super Bowl, especially if you're on Eastern time, it's so late.
It is late. And it's a fun little party. Like you had Christmas, which is great. And then everyone got their life together in January. And then it's like a way to celebrate.
And also derail any goals that you had going on for your life. But anyway, Super Bowl, maybe you're having a party or you want to go somewhere and you want to contribute to that. Mm-hmm. That might be something that you want to think about.
You also have taxes and CPA fees maybe or dues coming up in February. So make sure you budget for that. Everyone forgets that they actually have to pay their CPA to do their taxes.
Yep.
And I think normally you have to pay them like before you get your tax return. Supposedly. So you need to budget that in.
And I will say anything else that you need to catch up for your taxes. And if you have the wiggle room in your budget. So if you want to catch up on your investments, if you want to catch up on your, this is time to start to do that before you hit that deadline in April that you can't do it anymore.
Exactly. So. Okay. So here are some things that our clients are budgeting for and they're saving for in February. And we just wanted to maybe help you give you some suggestions that help you jog your memory.
I think I talked about it on another podcast, but my brand new clients, we got to pay both insurance premiums month one. I was really excited about that. And
I bet you were.
And then she happened to mention, and she's probably listening, and it's great, and I love you guys, but they accidentally got in two different car accidents in the 1 month. So it's a bunch of bummers, right? And I did tell her, anytime you start to try to make progress, something like this is going to happen, and it's going to make you want to quit, but you're not going to quit because you're going to be fine. But anyway, so they have a deductible and a payment to make to repair something. Mm. So that's both in their budget. So you can avoid that by not getting a car accident.
We need to have a podcast on that topic specifically of like when you're going to start to make progress, when you commit to saying this is going to be different, something is going to happen. Mm. And I even tell my clients, I joke about it, like we need to have a disclaimer when they start coaching because it happens every single time. Doesn't matter. But yeah, so I just think that would be a fun little podcast of all the examples that we could have over the last four years.
I can tell you I've definitely deleted them from memory because it's traumatic. But it does make me think of Dave Ramsey's line about when you start doing this, Murphy's going to move in with his friends broke and stupid, dumb and stupid. I don't know, his cousins broke, dumb and stupid or something. I don't know what the other ones are. But Murphy's law is if it can't happen, it's going to happen against you. So just know that. But you will come on the other side if you just stick to it.
Yeah, it'll go like tenfold. So you'll 10x your progress, but you just have to get through the terrible 1 month that all of this stuff happens. Yeah. Because I just had a client, she started coaching and then she got in a car accident. Her tire got flat and she needed all four new tires. So it was awful. And she was like crying and she was upset. And I'm like, oh, I should have told you.
Yeah, I should have warned you. I had a client that had her son's tech club, I guess it's a club at school probably. The dues came due. And we found out that happens twice a year. So we put that in her annual bills. And so now she'll know that it's never, ever going to be a surprise. She has a February budget to look back on to remember that it's going to happen. But anyway, so that was something interesting. Like, because you know how you have your club, if you do, club dues are usually semester based. And then they didn't come until the end of January when they bill you because they went back to school or whatever. Just to keep that in mind.
Yeah, don't forget about those one-off payments and dues like your insurance or club things like that come up. Even your HOA. Some people forget.
Oh, we paid a lot of HOAs in February and January. Yeah,
that kind of came up. I do have a client that's, I think I talked about it before. She's doing, both of her daughters are in cheer. So we are saving up for cheer competitions. There's a lot. So there's cheer right now. It's volleyball season. There's gymnastics season. There's a lot of traveling.
Oh, excuse me. It's always gymnastics season.
It's like always stupid. Traveling Love sports it. Going on. So if your children are in any of those, start budgeting ahead of time.
Absolutely.
I also have some clients that we're starting to budget for spring break right now.
Yes.
Because it's coming up in March, April, depending on where you live.
Yes. And I will know that because my daughter's friend wants her to go to camp on spring break with her. And so I keep getting a gentle nudge. And I'm like, listen, it's not February yet. I will pay for this camp in February. It's going to be great. Anyway, another one that we put in, obviously, our birthdays. My grandma's birthday is actually on Valentine's Day. Isn't that crazy? But birthdays. And then one of my clients, they put in their dog has to get neutered. Neutered. Yeah, he has to get neutered before he can start, what is it called? Service dog training. So that was in the budget. And we were excited because that only happens once. Like, we don't have to do that. We can always. But I will tell you, I did tell them they wanted to budget $300 because somebody had told them that. And I said, let's go find out if the SPCA or whatever your local organization, they usually have events where you can go pay a much lower fee or sometimes a donation fee or whatever to get your pet spayed or neutered. And while you might be like, my baby, but they probably do more spays and neuters than a regular event. Mm-hmm. So you, I think you're not, you don't have to worry about their safety, but you can usually get a very discounted rate because they really want to do it. That's mm-hmm. what their charity is all about. So look for that if you have to pay, because you could save.
Yeah, I did that with my cat, like 100%. It was, I think I called the vet and I said I was going to be over $100 and something to get him. And I went to the next town over and did one of these things. And I think I paid $25 or something. So it was really great. I was really excited.
We need to do that. Yes. Okay. How about goals? Our clients got goals. You got goals? You got goals, girl?
Yes, you got goals. We're going to help you identify those goals, hopefully, yes. and jog your memory, and then hopefully inspire you here.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my clients is, you know, they're actually the ones that have that bill, like I just mentioned, and they have a birthday in February. So February is like stealing.
Sounds jam-packed.
Stealing from their ability to pay stuff off. So they're actually only able to pay $300 extra on one card, mm-hmm. but that's okay because they're on track to pay it off by April, which is exciting, but that's one of their goals. And then I have another client that's in between jobs now. So she has short-term disability insurance. It's a long story. Nobody needs to know all the details, but that's going, she's getting that while she's getting those last checks from her job. So we're able to put that in her emergency fund so that if she doesn't find another job before it runs out, she'll be able to pay herself a paycheck in the meantime. So that's one of her goals, is just let's pad savings as mm-hmm. much as possible. And so we actually said, as soon as those insurance payments drop, you actually move it right over to your emergency fund every single time.
So. I think that's a good point to make, because sometimes you're in a season to pay off debt. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're in a season to save. And sometimes you feel because you're not paying off debt, you're not making the progress that you mm-hmm. thought you should have or want to or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's still a win. And yeah. you have to remember that, yes, you may not be paying off the debt that you want to this month because you're having to save for it, but you otherwise would be spending it if yeah. you weren't budgeting for it to be yeah. able to save for it. But it's still a huge win, because then you're going to have that money when you need it.
Absolutely. So. Another one of my clients, they're starting their annual bills. So that's exciting, which the amount that they have to save for their annual bills is not exciting, but they are setting that up. And all of this month, their goal is to get everything automated. And they're actually decided that they're going to do the avalanche method with their debt payoff. So they have a little extra that they're going to be able to pay on their first biggest debt that has a high interest level or interest rate. And it's a big amount, but with them being disciplined, they'll be able to pay it off in probably no more than 3 months, which is mm-hmm. exciting. But that's their goal for the month.
That's so good. I think that's also a good point to talk about. We obviously recommend that it's snowball method, because 90% of the time it works, but not always. Mm-hmm. Like, there are some situations where people are super stressed out about the amount of interest that they're paying, and maybe it's the same balance or debt balance as another one. So yeah, it just makes sense to tackle that one and get it taken care of.
Well, and in this case, it's that minimum thing too. So they'll get rid of the one that's making the most interest, that's crushing her soul the most, mm-hmm. and that is the biggest payment that they have. So out of everything. So they'll be able to do that. And they have the wiggle room and the budget to do it. If it was going to take them 2 years to pay that off, I would definitely recommend otherwise. But speaking of paying things off, I'm looking on my phone mm-hmm. to see if my client that I love has texted me yet. I'm just going to text her. I'm going to tell her I was talking about her on the podcast, because she's supposed to pay off her PayPal loan, which was one of her second debt that she's paid off. She's supposed to pay it off. She's working, but she's waiting for all the money to drop to be able to pay it off. So I'm waiting. I told her I'm waiting with bated breath. Let me know as soon as you do it so I can celebrate with her. So that's her goal it's actually the end of January, but February as well.
It's it's definitely one of our favorite things to do. We even do it in our sessions with our clients. We're like, listen, we selfishly want to be here and celebrate this with you in the moment. So we're just going to all do it right now together. But it's so much fun to be able to be part of that. I have a couple clients this month that are saving a lot of money. So they paid for Christmas, and they're not really in debt. I have this one client particularly, he's got a student loan debt and a car payment. Mm-hmm. But they're already paying, I think an extra $1,200 a month towards that debt. But it's really important for him, for just peace of mind, to know that his savings buckets are built up. So he's saving $2,100 this month for some things that are coming up. Annual bills, Christmas, they have weddings, they have college graduations mm-hmm. coming up in May that they're all funding. So
yeah, I love that, because especially since they can still pay $1,200 on debt or whatever, but it's everything is taken care of.
Yeah.
So all of the stress really starts to go away. And now I know I've got everything saved up. All the extra going forward can really just be at debt. And I know everything's taken care of. I have peace of mind. And so that's exciting for them.
Yeah. And it's not that scorched earth where it's, okay, I'm putting everything on debt, but then I know in 3 months I have this wedding or graduation that I have to take care of. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, that I'm supposed to say no to. Okay,
right.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have another client that's paying $600. I'm paying off a $600 medical bill.
That's exciting.
And it's been like lingering and it's really been frustrating for her. So she's being able to pay that off. So that's awesome.
And that is all medical bills. I feel like all medical bills are lingering. You're never really sure if you're done or how much is left. And I know those. And they don't make it easy to pay off most of the time either. You're like, let me find the people, the mysterious universe where I can actually pay this whole thing off. So it is definitely one that hangs over your head a lot. So I'm really excited they get to pay that off.
Yeah. And I have another client. She's putting an extra $700 towards debt this month. And that is low. She did have a lot of wiggle room in her budget, but then she had to pay a big fat expense in cash. But that was a good thing. Like normally she'd have to put that expense on debt. She didn't. She's paying for it in cash, which only left $700 to put on debt. But that's fine because that's still a win. She's paying in cash and still paying on debt. So both of them are still, they're exciting to be able to do and be able to take care of and feel the weight removed from all that.
Yep.
And then I have another client. That is, she just graduated. I love her so much. She picked up cutting hair. She used to be a hairdresser full time. Then it was sporadic pay and it wasn't really, she just wasn't really good with her money back then. So she got a consistent job to make more money. But now she picked back up, cutting hair to be able to pay off debt. So that is her goal. Mm-hmm. Her goal is for her haircutting money to maybe cover the little bit of part of her budget that it's not, that her regular income isn't covering. And then the rest of it is going towards debt. And she's probably going to put about $500 towards debt just in February. So I'm so excited for her.
I am excited for her, too, because she knows every time she goes to cut somebody's hair like this, I know exactly why I'm here, why I'm spending these extra hours working. And exactly like I'm not only helping this person look beautiful, but I'm helping my debt. And like it's 1 + 1 = 2, which is fun. Sometimes it feels like this is it's all
a never ending.
Yeah. And stuff. But this one is every dollar I make today, plus this tip that I'm about to earn because I'm being real good and real nice and real sweet. It's going right over my debt. So that's a fun way to make money is to know exactly where it's going for every dollar. Okay. So listen to what we did. What do you need to do? You need to make your February budget. It's that simple. Like right now, if you didn't pause during all of our amazing coaching, that wasn't fast at all. Hashtag don't check your podcast reviews.
Hold on. Listen, just as you can speed up podcasts, y'all, you can slow us down. Okay.
That's okay.
I've always been told I talk fast. It just is what it is. Shana talks fast. It's just who we are. It's not on purpose.
Yes.
But there is a little button that you can turn us down
yes.
and put it on like 0.75 or 0.5. And then yes. we're regular speed.
We invite you, if we speak too fast, to reduce your podcast speed to 0.75, like Vanessa said. And then you'll be like, wow, they're so calm and not
so peaceful.
Anyway, the point is, we did give you a lot of information. You can go back and listen, pause, whatever. Set up your February budget. Let's go. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. We're putting this the day before February. So you have plenty of time to do it and make it happen. And we believe in you and it's going
to
be great.
Yeah. So go to myidealbalance.com/budget template and get our 1-page budget freebie that we're going to give you to be able to make all this happen.
Yes. We look forward to hearing from you. We'll see you next time.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now, guys. This is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this and we're here to support you every step of the way.